We're remembering record producer Milt Gabler, who died last week at the age of 90. He founded the first independent jazz label, Commodore Records. His nephew is the actor Billy Crystal. Crystal's father also worked in the jazz world. In 1979, I talked with Crystal about some of his early jazz memories related to his uncle and his father, including memories of meeting Billie Holiday.
There was one occasion that I remember tremendously, that my dad used to produce concerts in a place called the Central Plaza in New York, which was on 2nd Avenue, which later became an NYU building. And next door there was a rundown movie theater, which later became a slightly famous place called the Fillmore East. And at that time, it was a low-state movie theater, Lowy's or whatever. And Billy was down watching some of the guys work. Roy Eldridge, I remember, was there, and Eddie Condon and Wild Bill Davis. And I remember that vividly, being backstage, watching them put away quarts and quarts of gin. And she said, "Let's go to movies." So I was 5 years old, and she grabbed me by the hand, and I remember seeing Shane, with Alan Ladd and Brandon DeWilder. And Brandon's crying as Shane rides off into the distance. "Come back, Shane. My mom wants you. Come back, Shane," you know. And she was crying, and I said, "Come on." You know, I remember saying to her, what's so sad? She goes, "Oh, look at that little face on that kid," you know. And that was one of my stronger memories ever. She spent like 3 hours with me just keeping me quiet because I was bugging the musicians, you know, because I wanted to dance with them. You know, I wanted to dance in front of them.
Did you have any sense? Did you have any sense of her stature as a musician?
No, I didn't know it until, maybe 5 or 6 years after she passed away, what she was, you know, and what she meant to the industry, you know, and to the world. I had no idea. She was one of my father's friends, you know. She was one of my uncle's, friends, you know. As far as I knew, she worked for my uncle, you know, because he produced her so many times on albums, you know. I had no idea who any of those people were. Billy was perhaps the most universally famous, but the other guys, Willie the Lion Smith, Condon, Zooty Singleton, Tyree Glenn, Miff Mole, Big Chief Russell Moore, who was an American Indian, he weighed about 400 pounds, played trombone, was one of my favorites. I would sit on his lap, or what approximated his lap, and listen to hours and hours of story about learning to play jazz on a reservation. I mean, these guys had such incredible stories. One of the great players, and one of the more exciting players, is a guy a lot of people know for something that is weird. His name is Conrad Janis. And Connie now plays the father on Mork and Mindy. He plays Mindy's father in a music store, the Ball Fella. Well, Connie was a great tailgate trombone player. He had a group called Conrad Janis and the Tailgaters. And he was, at the time, more exciting than Elvis. I mean, he was all over the stage with a trombone, which is an assaulting kind of instrument because it's always being pushed towards you. And he would jump up on a piano, and 12th Street Reg was all over the place. And he was wild. And he would get me out, and I was 5 or 6, and I would tap dance in front of him, in front of the band at these big concerts, with one leg, because I couldn't get the other leg going. Just the right leg tapping wildly, and the left leg going, "I can't do this."
Were the musicians all really protective towards you, since you were, you know, the young, cute little kid?
Yeah, I was. That was my nickname was Face. And Willie the Lion, who was a great piano player and an extraordinary man, he got the name because he was in World War I. He was at the front line for a long time. He was unique in that his mother had worked as a maid for Yiddish-speaking people in the Lower East Side. And Willie would spend a lot of time, you know, with his mother, at, you know, with his family, and he spoke fluent Yiddish. So he would call up my dad, see if there was a gig that week that he could play, and I'd answer the phone. I'd go, "Hello? Hello, is it Face?" And, "Yeah, Vishmak's the man. If I should have to do a whole thing with Yiddish." And, oh, he was a wonderful character. They all had something different.
Actor Billy Crystal recorded in 1979. Let's get back to our interview with his uncle, record producer Milt Gabler, who died last week at the age of 90. In 1979, I asked Gabler what it was like to produce and work with Billie Holiday.
There are certain artists that you record through the years that you call one-take artists. They don't have to stay there and sing the song 6 or 7 times until it gets so tired it has no life to it any longer. Billy, if the band was balanced, could get a recording in on one take, 2 the most. And Bing Crosby was that way, and Louis was that way once he got the words set the way he wanted to do them. Ella Fitzgerald was that way. Peggy Lee was that. All the great ones are that way. They know the way they want to do a song, and they're not experimenting. They're great artists. So she was a pleasure to work with until years later when she got ill. I had her after the Commodore. This first Commodore session was 1939. Of course, I borrowed her from Columbia. So she went back to Columbia, and this record became a big hit. And by letting me record Billy, I created a star for them. And she started selling jukeboxes and everything. And then one day, I used to always stop into Jimmy Ryan's to say hello and have a drink, and there was a club next door. I forget the name of it. That's not important. I had my drink, and Billy went on next door, and I went into the room, and she was singing Lover Man. And I said, my God, that's a natural smash hit. I don't know if you know what a natural hit is. During the year when you're a record producer, an A&R man working for a record company, if you find two natural hits in one year, a natural hit is a song that you almost cannot destroy. And no matter who you give it to, it becomes a hit. If you sing it going up in the elevator man says, gee, that's a great tune, you know? That's a natural. So I walk in, and she's singing Lover Man, and anybody would know that's a hit. So I said, God, I got to record that immediately before someone steals it from her, some other singer. And it became a standard immediately.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Oh, what I've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be?
Loverman, recorded by Billie Holiday, produced by Milt Gabler. Gabler died last week at the age of 90. Our interview with him was recorded in 1979.